with and feel really good about the prospects of that money.
Okay. So that's kind of that's the plan.
Oh, yeah.
And of course that could be kind of a moving target at times too. But Rich, I know that the lodging taxes, some of it is collected for promotion, another part of it is collected for these capital improvements. So there's money been accumulating for something like this.
You're correct, Mike. There's a bunch of state statutes with how we can spend our money and what percent we can spend on what we call a brick and mortar project, which would be something like this. It's going to be something that brings people to our town to visit, and then we have another fund that we operate out of, and that's our promotion fund. And to be honest with you, I think Kyle Conner hit the nail on the head there. You know, during COVID, we kind of knocked it out of the park with increase in our lodging tax revenue and some stuff like that. And we do quite well we have a very large county with a small population, and you know, our lodging tax receipts would compete with a lot of towns that are quite a bit larger than us. So, you know, when the thing that we have with these lodging taxes, it was specifically for these kind of projects, and having the money in the bank really doesn't do us any good. We need to spend it. It's kind of like a recycling project. I think we spend it on something that we know will bring some more value and more people back into town. In turn, we're going to put more people in beds. We're going to fill the coffer back up again, and it's just kind of a revolving process. But we have to spend our money either in promotion, X amount of dollars for promotion, X amount of dollars for this brick and mortar project, which this, quite frankly, does fit the need of that brick and mortar. And to have that in town would be quite an achievement.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're going to just remind you, we're visiting with Rich McCure and Kyle Argenbright, Brad Arnold, about the proposed efforts for getting the Shopko building and turning into convention/wellness center. And I don't know, I guess my thought would be, since we've taken a run at this several times over the past three decades and it hasn't happened, that trying to start this from nothing, from ground up, buying a lot somewhere and building it from the ground up, probably isn't feasible, is it?
I don't know where we come up with the money.
I mean, unless somebody's got a few million sitting around, they don't know what to do with.
Right. And would it be, I think it would be amazing if we could do that and build it new and exactly what we want, but like you said, we can't afford that, and this space provides that. You know, we're getting a deal on it, I think. I couldn't imagine trying to build a new one. I just don't think we'd ever find the money for it.
I think the location is great. I mean, if you could buy 10 acres somewhere, but right now that location for a convention wellness center is right kind of in the middle of town, high traffic flow, high visibility, all those kind of things. Rich, you have something to... You're going to chime in on something? Or
No.
Okay.
No.
But yeah, so anyway, I guess my personal feeling, and I get from you guys, is a $15 million project just isn't going to happen unless somebody steps up and says, I got half of that in my pocket.
Right.
Absolutely. And we've, you know, this isn't out of bounds for what we've done in the past, right? So the rebuild the pool, how much was the pool when you guys did that? Do you remember?
1.8, I think.
In 2000. 2004?
2006, I think we passed that, and they built it in 2008, and I think it was right, I want to say $2 million, plus or minus, I can't remember.
Okay, and I bet concrete was $70 a yard, not $170 a yard, right? So my point is, the pool today would cost $4 to $5 million.
Mm-hmm.
Mid-Plains today would cost $4 to $5 million.